This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg's on Real or No Real. Admit it. Have you been Netflix cheating? Find out exactly what it is. Also, how would you prepare for a love scene in a movie? Bangers are back. Someone wants to return some of my old clothes. And speed dater Ben is back on the show, giving it one last chance with a girl he's already met. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk on Radio 1, and Kings of Leon with Reverend. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scott. So I saw you tweeting last night loads about the Grammys.
Yes, so I was tweeting along with what was happening on the red carpet in Los Angeles. Obviously, because of time difference, I didn't start tweeting until 11 p.m. because they're 8 hours behind.
Yeah, and you obviously weren't in Los Angeles.
No, I was at home, actually, in my joggers, just watching it on TV.
Is that not a bit fraudulent?
Why?
Should you not have to be proper dressed up? What, as...
Do you want me to wear a ball gown?
It just seems very odd that you're commenting on the red carpet, what everyone's wearing on that, on your Twitter, but you're not dressed up yourself.
But no one can see me. It's on Twitter.
It's hypocritical. Do you know what I think?
No.
I'm not sure I really respected what you were doing.
Right. Because the one question they all ask, and they always do it on that channel E, is like, so, who are you wearing? I was like, Donna. It wasn't Donna, but yeah. Just my comfies.
Just kicking back naked.
That wasn't naked,
about what
no.
people are wearing.
So I was tweeting along, and thing is, it was on till 1 o'clock our time, but it was only after then, when they stopped the coverage on the TV, that all the really good people came, because they were all the latecomers.
Yeah.
So I missed, like, Rihanna... I just got Lady Gaga. Did you see that outfit?
No, I wasn't fully across it.
Right.
Because I care about the awards. I'm interested in that and all the sort of nonsense that happened there.
Yeah.
But yeah, what people are wearing, I don't know what looks good and what doesn't. Because often what people say looks good, I think looks dreadful.
Okay. Lady Gaga, I think Kinky Cop.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm being shown a picture.
Yeah.
And was that good?
People liked it, yeah. CeeLo Green turned up in some gold
thing. I
saw
that.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
Also, why are you there? And then, did you see the singer who... Please look out for this one. She was quite early on, so you might have missed her. She turned up in a full-length Make America Great Again dress with Trump along the bottom. And that went down well with a lot of people, as you can imagine.
Was it a dare?
I don't know. What was missing, though, last night, I found, is nobody at all put on social media that Adele was giving them life. And I would like to see a bit more of that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right, so track of the day today is from Anne-Marie. She's from Essex, I didn't even know that. And she is a vocalist on Rockabye with Clean Bandit and Sean Paul. She did that track Alarm as well. This is the follow-up to that. Also, she's recently confirmed that she is working on new music with Ed Sheeran. But everyone says that. Like, is there any person that is not working with him at the moment? I saw Ryan Tedder on the red carpet last night going, yeah, I'm working with him as well. Oh, I think Ryan Tedder's got a track on Ed Sheeran's album. Also, don't mess with Anne-Marie, because she could have you easily.
Would you remember when we spoke to Ed Sheeran, he was talking about how much he loves Anne-Marie?
Yeah. But you missed what I said. She could have you in a fight.
Oh.
She could. International karate champion.
Do you reckon?
She is an international karate
champion. Oh, is
she?
Yeah. I thought you were just making that up.
No, no, no. This is why we need to do different things. I said this at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Right? We got just go to the pub every other night near Radio 1. Let's do a hobby. Let's do something. And then you can drop in at the end of your CV, like Anne-Marie has. Oh, by the way, international karate champion. Mm. This is her track. It's Ciao Adios. It's track of
BBC
the day.
Radio 1.
Right, can we all stop listening to the lyrics of the songs too much? It's our fault, because we were doing this the other day. We were doing one line of the song that you quite like that makes you cringe and you don't want to be there. And that now everyone's saying, she's saying, shower the horse, I'm done.
It's so good. But that doesn't annoy me, that line.
No.
That would be a great line in a song, I think.
But because people are now listening out for the lyrics and lines in the song that annoy them, they're really spotting
a
lot of things.
The problem is you can't unhear it from here on in.
That's Anne-Marie with Ciao, Adios, Shower the Horse, I'm Done. Track of the day.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with this, as you know, but Chris is flying to Japan later this week to make an iPlayer documentary about some of the world's most extreme festivals. You're going to Japan, mate.
Things you never thought you'd say. Yeah, It'll be an amazing trip, I'm sure, but I'm only there for a couple of days and then coming back.
So you're going to an extreme festival?
I'm going to one of the most extreme festivals in the world. They haven't given me too many details.
Please, because I know you're stopping off in Seoul, which is South Korea on the way.
I literally just found this out, yeah.
Please drop in and say hi to our favourite guy that does all the British accents, Korean Billy.
Gonna get a cheeky Nando's beefy mandem. That was bare jerks, blood. Hey, your crabs are safe, fam. They're so bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit? Oi, allow it. That joke was bare dry, fam.
Korean Billy doing a London accent there. You could pop in,
yeah,
and have a coffee with him in Seoul on the way.
Scott Mills.
Hello, anyone?
Hi there, it's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, what's going on?
I've got something that I'd like to give to you.
Okay.
Or something I'd like to return to you.
Something you want to return to me?
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. My first thought is perhaps this is someone that may have spent the night with you and is looking to return some either stolen goods.
Why is this always your first thought? It's probably a phone. Is it a phone?
No, well, it is a piece of clothing, though.
Oh, here we go.
Is it
pants?
Yeah, it's not pants, no.
Oh. Right. Okay, so you want to return a piece of clothing that it belongs to me, right?
Well, it used to belong to you. I think it was very special to you at the time.
Okay, well, why do you have it?
I bid for it in an auction.
Who's bidding for my stuff at auction?
It was a silent auction for a charity.
Okay, what is it?
It's your lobster shirt from Strictly.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that had gone out to auction, Scott.
I remember at the time they were like, will you sign this and we're going to try and auction it off? Yeah, so I actually wanted to keep it.
Mm, the outfit that you wore in Strictly Come Dancing.
The crab outfit.
Yeah, legendary.
The shirt and trouser combo. It's an all-in-one, like a jumpsuit.
That's so cool. So a charity are looking for things to auction, and you've said, oh, no, I'll give the lobster suit.
Yeah, well, no, they asked me specifically for that.
Yeah, oh, brilliant.
Why do you want to give it back, then?
Well, I was just having a clean out to the house, trying to make some space, and I actually tried to sell it on eBay to maybe see if I can make any cash. But it only reached 99p, so it didn't quite reach my reserve of £50.
Right. And how much did you pay for it?
I paid £150 for it.
That happens, though. I assume this was sort of a drinks thing, and drinks and meal charity do, right?
Yeah, there's a few drinks going. I didn't really know how a silent auction worked, so I went straight in with £150 and...
Yeah,
I didn't really build up to it.
Well, Chris has had a terrible time at an auction before. Why don't you share that story with us?
Well, no, I don't know, because I think it makes me sound like a baller, and I'm really not. And it ends up costing me quite a lot of money.
Well, it's you wanting to be a baller and then failing dismally.
I think the problem is you get involved in an auction, you suddenly switch to the mode where, like I watch quite a lot of these auctioning shows. I've always wanted to be part of it. So on a night out, I'd gone to this sports awards thing, and got a bit excited and bid away on something that I couldn't afford.
I mean, I remember getting the panicked phone calls late at night.
Although you've gone about this a different way, you actually didn't know the rules of a silent auction, did you? So probably all the other bids were like £1 or £2, and then you've gone in with 150.
Well, mine was actually the first and only bid because I went so high, nobody else wanted to go above that.
That's always awkward, isn't it? Okay, yeah, so you're clearing your house out and you want to create some room, so you want to get rid of my red crab Strictly shirt.
Yeah, so I'm not having much luck on eBay, so I thought maybe you'd want it back.
Well, okay, do you want me to buy it back off you?
No, I'd send it for free. I think...
You're terrible at this sort of negotiation game.
You're really bad at it.
Yeah, I think it'll hold a special place in your heart, so I think it'd only be fair to give you it for free.
Would you mind?
No, not at all.
I'm willing to pay.
No, that's fine. Maybe some Scott Mills points if I'm still going.
Hello! How much do you want?
I don't want any
You're
money.
You're mad. Don't ever go to an auction again.
This is crazy. Charge him.
It was for a good cause at the time, so I'd feel bad taking money back that I gave to charity. No, I'll just send it for free.
Taylor, you've got something that Scott Mills wants. Name your price.
I can do posters and packing.
No, I'll send it. Maybe a signed photo or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is a good idea. Rather than money, then, why don't you do a favour in return, Scott? So why don't we say, Taylor, at any point, you can call on a favour from Scott. Should we say the next 5 years? You can call on Scott to do anything you want.
That sounds good to me, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then no money changes hands.
What sort of thing?
Could be anything.
I'll need to have a think.
I'm saying, I'm sure. Right, you need a best man or... even if it's like you're just not in a good shape on one Sunday, you need someone to go out and get some food, at some point you'll be able to call in a favour from Scott.
Well, I'm engaged, so maybe in the future I could be doing a DJ.
Yep,
okay.
For the wedding.
Perfect.
All right, well, you just get back in touch, and I look forward to receiving that that shirt.
Great, thanks very much.
Be honest with me, have you tried it on?
Just one span.
Right.
I'm a bit tall for it, so it didn't really fit.
Weird though, isn't it? Like the whole stepping into it thing.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. Yeah. It didn't really go on to start with, so...
Okay. Well, that sounds kinky.
You did it once?
Just once.
Right, okay. It's got to be done. All right, I'll speak to you soon. I know it.
Yeah, speak to you soon.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Some people are offering 99p for the outfit. No, it's mine. Also, Jen off of Cumbria working hard today on her studies. And Steph saying, sunshine at last. I know, bit of sunshine today. Tunes on Radio 1 sounding amazing. And Taylor says, when the Bottle Men came on Radio 1 on your lunch. Thanks, Mills. Not a problem.
Scott Mills.
That's my girl. Fifth Harmony on BBC Radio 1. Sounds like they're saying that's my girl about me, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's like it's a new catchphrase.
Yeah,
that's Scott Mills.
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Declan McKenna, The Kids Don't Want to Come Home is coming up. And also Machine Gun Kelly and Camilla. I'm keeping them far apart from each other because just play Fifth Harmony.
Scott, I've seen a few of my girl mates share this same tweet today.
Right.
And it's advertising something that's happening on Tuesday on CBeebies.
Okay.
And what it is...
Why are they interested in CBeebies?
Well, this is it. That's what I was wondering, and I think I've clocked what's going on here. They know what they're doing. So there's a show called The Bedtime Stories, where a famous comes on and reads a bedtime story.
Oh, my niece loves that.
Yeah. And they get some quite big people to do it. So previously in the past, it's been Damian Lewis, Isla Fisher, Mr. Jam's done it.
Huge people.
Yeah. And
I'd quite like to do it, but every time I read a story to my niece, she's not interested. She's like, can you get daddy, please? I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, no, so you'd be great. You should do this.
I'm obviously not a great storyteller. And also, when you're doing it to a camera, I think you'd feel really stupid.
Like, no, you should definitely do it. If you're up for doing it, you should do it.
I would like to do it.
It looks pretty ledge.
But just to let you know, my storytelling skills with kids that don't have a good track record. Yeah.
But the reason why I think this tweet's going around is because... Well, basically, Tom Hardy is reading the bedtime story.
Tomorrow night.
Conveniently, tomorrow night on Valentine's Day.
This is a stroke of genius.
they so know what they're doing here. There's going to be a massive spike.
They've got Tom Hardy doing it.
Yeah, Tom Hardy's doing it. And there's a little video that's on the tweet. And he's done it before, I think. And this time they're really going for it. They've got Tom Hardy and they've even included a dog to get even more people watching it.
It's got everything. And it's for everyone.
And yes, people are very excited about this.
Right.
I don't think it's just for CBeebies kids, this one.
I think that a lot of different people that normally will watch it will be tuning in tomorrow night to have Tom Hardy read them a story at bedtime.
Do you want to hear the clip?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Cloud spotting with a best friend is definitely more enjoyable, especially if your best friend is a dog.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon for another bedtime story. Till then, night-night.
Oh, come on.
They know what they're doing.
You know exactly what you're doing.
You know that's meant for the kids, right? That's meant for CBeebies.
Yeah.
But you know
also
that he's talking to other people there.
A wider audience.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon.
Yes. Can we save that as a clip for me, thanks?
Scott Mills.
Charlotte says, this is amazing news. This has made my Monday. I know, Mondays are a bit bleh, but the idea of Tom Hardy reading you a bedtime story tomorrow, Charlotte, has really cheered you up, right? She's like, what time is Tom Hardy on CBeebies reading me a story and telling me to go to bed?
6:50 p.m. CBeebies.
That you're not in bed yet. Quick, go on. Get yourself tucked up and I'll see you very soon.
Yep. If you want to watch that, then 6:50.
And I spotted that you're not in bed yet.
Every time we play this, Chris says, this is one of the most overlooked Calvin Harris songs ever.
I think it is.
No. Is it your fave?
It's not my favourite, but it's underrated, I reckon.
That's My Way by Calvin Harris on Radio 1 and Machine Gun Kelly and Camilla with Bad Things. Wiping the slate clean on Bangers today at 2:40. Got anything decent?
Yes. Mine's also, a monster today.
Our guy who was on, who talked about speed dating last week, we're going to get him back on, Ben, to improve his techniques with the girls after three. You'll want to hear that, I promise you.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, then, let's get into Monday's bangers. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, mate. All right?
You're right. Where are you?
Oh, I'm currently in a lay-by in Hampshire.
Oh, yes. Where in Hampshire?
I am near West Meon.
I know exactly where you are. Well, no, I don't know the exact lay-by. I don't know all the lay-bys in West Meon, just some of them. But I know where you are. OK, what do you do?
I'm an arable farmer. I've been out delivering straw this morning.
OK, and you're 19, and are you from the area?
Yeah, I am. I'm from a little town at the road called Binstead.
OK.
Nice. All set for Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Don't go there. Just don't go there. Oh, but yeah, trying to sort it all out.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's stressing you out?
No, nothing. My girlfriend was going about going to Longley. But I don't know. I've just bought a new car and I don't really want to take her through the monkeys, but I think she wants to go through the monkeys.
Yeah. Nothing says romance than having your car scratched up by some monkeys climbing all over it when you go to Longleat Safari Park.
Jamie, I will this as well. Valentine's Day, it's meant for both of you as well. I think there's often a leaning that you should feel stressed, you know, and make sure that your girlfriend has a great time. It's for you as well. Maybe do something you want to do.
Well, I am quite looking forward to going, but I've just, as I say, I'm not looking forward to getting my car destroyed by monkeys, but I've always thought something out with
it. Yeah, that did happen to me once. Doesn't always happen, I like to say, in defence of Longleat. Otherwise, why would they do it? Come and get your car ruined. Also, I hear you've already done something quite romantic at the weekend.
No, I really didn't. It's not really a manly film, to be perfectly honest with you, but it was better than the first one.
What are you talking about? Better.
50 Shades.
Yes. You've been to see it, have you? Right.
Yeah, I did. It was better than the first one, but it's still not a bloke's film.
Oh, so you've seen both?
Well, I saw a bit of the first one. Admittedly, I haven't watched all of it, but yeah, the second one was better than the first one.
Mm. Apparently, there's some ridiculous things that happen in that film.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous, to be fair.
Like, there are gaping plot holes throughout.
Okay, good.
And,
right.
You know what I mean.
And okay, fine. So, yeah, you enjoyed that one. you enjoyed the film. Good. Bangers, anyway, who do you normally go for?
Normally, it's sort of 50-50. But Chris has had some bangers the last few days.
Cheers, dude.
Here's what I've got for you today.
Oh.
That is a tune.
Come on, Jamie. Nero and Guilt. How good would this sound? I love this.
Yeah, this is a weird one, actually, Scott, because my banger is good as well. Do you want to hear my one? Mine's this.
Oh.
Mine is also Nero, but it's Crush on You.
That's never happened before. We've chosen the same artist.
So it's down to you, I guess, which Nero banger do you want? Oh, this is beefy, though, isn't it?
I don't know. They're both proper bangers.
And they're both by Nero.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to go for Scott.
Yes! Simple decision. No inquiry needed there, really. We all know that that's the better song. That was Nero and Guilt on BBC Radio 1.
No. They're both great songs.
Yeah.
That's why there's... Yeah. But no robbery.
Happy that mine got chosen today. And thank you to Jamie, who was everything that I thought he'd be, and more. More bangers tomorrow at 2:40. Back to 50 Shades Darker.
Mm.
Keen?
What, for me and you to go see it together?
Yeah, not tomorrow, obviously, because you'll be busy, but...
Yes, and then I'm off to Japan. So actually, are we realistically going to do this at all?
No.
Go with someone else.
Okay.
Take your mum.
No.
Take your mum.
You know Dakota Fanning off of the film? That's one. And no, it's not. She's
an actress. Well, it kind of is as well.
And Jamie Dornan. Do you know how they got ready for the love scenes? Actually, how would you get ready? If you had to do a nudie love scene
Clothes
with someone?
Clothes off.
Yeah. Like, how would you prepare for it? Because when you do Inyo Domingo, you always take a mint.
I do do take a mint as a sort of you're right, actually. It's the polite thing to do. Mm. I'd probably... Yeah, you're right. I mean, the obvious things, mints, a quick spritz of aftershave, maybe.
Right. It's not real, though. You're just playing a part.
But also, I always imagine that even though they look like they might be naked, they're actually not, are they?
No, there's but they're always pretty, they're
sock,
pretty naked.
Socks are on or something.
Yeah, yeah, there's something on. So you're saying, what, a quick spritz of, like, aftershave?
Yeah.
And a mint. So Dakota Fanning used to have a shot of whiskey and a mint before having it off with him, pretend having it off. Whereas Jamie Dornan, just before they shouted action, would do push-ups while she was drinking whiskey.
I'd do some push-ups as well. Can you answer me this, then? Do you know how it works when they film these things? Do they have any clothes on? Or like,
yeah, they
like
have some clothes, but you just can't see it.
But if you can't see any of the backing on it...
Well, let's come from the bits.
Is it?
Let's come from the bits, but yeah. There's not much on. I mean, it's still really
awkward.
That
must look even more ridiculous than just being...
It's really awkward. Come on. Are you really going to do push-ups, are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at us. Is that really going to help 5 seconds before? I got the wrong Dakota. It's Dakota Johnson, isn't it? Not Dakota Fanning. I've got Fanning on the mind for some reason. It's the wrong Dakota. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. It's Erin.
Hello, Erin.
Hi.
Aren't you a bunch of Monday fun? How can I help you?
Well, I was listening to your show last week and you were talking about a speed dating event in Bournemouth. Well, I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This was like the highlight of the show for me last week.
Yeah, I agree.
An amazing bloke called Ben and his friend Scott rang us up and said that Ben is single and is going speed dating. And it was that night that they rang us. Mm. And then they called us the next day and it didn't go so well.
I gave him all sorts of advice, which, to be honest with you, wasn't really thought through. And then Radio 1 did this whole, like, article page and put stuff on Twitter and Facebook about how I was now some kind of dating expert.
Yeah.
And put it out as, like, Chris Stark's dating tips because of what we'd given him to do that night speed dating. Some of it was nonsense as well.
He was really funny, though, right?
He was absolutely hilarious. But, yeah, if I'd have known that some of the little tactics that he was using were, you know, had you two behind them, then it probably would have all made a bit more sense.
Right, yeah.
We spoke to someone last week who was also at the speed dating event and had said that he'd been using these techniques. So you're someone else that was there.
Yeah. The technique he tried on me was the look into my eyes and I'm hoping that they'll tell you everything you need to know about me.
Oh.
And then I sort of sat there and a little bit quiet. I thought, that's a bit strange. And replied with, well, I'm not a mind reader.
How long did he look into your eyes for?
It was probably about 20 seconds of awkwardness. Yeah. And then, I reached for the wine glass and broke the contact, which was, yeah.
He's such a legend. He's literally taken our advice and gone with it.
Yeah. I didn't expect him to follow it to the letter, but he really did.
He really did, bless him. But yeah, 10 out of 10 for effort.
For you, it didn't work?
No, it didn't really work for me, if I'm honest, no. Okay.
Yeah, because he mostly got no's, it seems.
Yeah, well, in fact, they were all no's.
All no's because of the advice, yeah. I think largely because of the advice that we gave him.
Here's the thing, Erin.
Okay.
Me and Chris loved this guy last week, and so did all the listeners, right? Will you help me to help him out?
How?
All I need you to do is be like a sounding board for one more minute of your life.
One more minute. So in total, he's had 5 minutes, yeah?
Yeah,
it's in total. It's like extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not a bad sacrifice. I can give him another minute.
Okay, I just want him to really improve because I've got everything invested in this now.
Okay.
You don't have to do much, really. Just kind of sit there like you did that night and see what he says.
Okay.
You can even have some wine if you want.
I just want to get him back on and then we can all hear where he might be going right or wrong. Erin, give me one song and I'm going to call him and get hold of him, all right?
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Okay, so our listener Ben is about to speak to Erin, who he did meet in person last week at a speed dating night. So I'm issuing, I think, a mild to moderate cringe warning here.
BBC Radio 1.
Ben's here. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Can I just say you were my favourite person on the show last week?
Oh, that is an absolute honour.
A lot of people felt the same.
It's a really nice thing to hear.
Well, so you called us for some speed dating advice. Well, your mate did on your behalf because you were going on a speed dating event in Bournemouth that night. And then you called us the next day and told us how it went. After following our advice, pretty much word for word. Yep, oh, by the way, have you had any more responses from the night?
It's gotten worse. Yeah, it's now 17-0.
Yeah, 17 people have given a response to the speed dating. None of them have given you a tick.
Okay, right? That's what that means. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, one of the girls that was at the speed dating event that you did spend 4 minutes with has got in touch with us.
I'm not surprised. You know, I'm a hard person to forget.
Yeah. Her name.
I leave a lasting impression.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely did. Her name is Erin.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thought we could do, just so we can kind of maybe hear whether it's going right or whether it's going wrong, you know, is maybe if I can get you to spend one more minute with her now.
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
That'd be all right.
See if we can, you know, do something.
And see if we can turn this thing around.
See if we can do something.
Yeah?
That's the attitude.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like extra time, so only one more minute.
Right, yeah, sure, okay.
Chris, this is great. It's like first dates on the radio.
This is a really good idea of yours.
We're about to listen in to a really quick date.
Yes.
Okay, Benny, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Don't be nervous. It's all good.
Okay.
It's only on the phone.
Yeah, it's good, this. You don't need to worry about what you're wearing or anything.
Yeah, great. So, Ben, you've already met, but here, once again, is Erin on the line.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Erin. How you doing? How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
I'm right. How are you?
Okay, let them go.
Yeah, but the minute starts now. Let's go.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're in overtime because I think that something special needs to happen between us. I just want to ask you a question that I think might help me find out a little bit more about yourself. Okay, here we go. So, if you were an ice cream or a lollipop, which brand would you be?
I don't know, Ben. I don't really eat sweet things. I don't like ice creams. I don't like lollipops.
Oh, damn. Right, okay.
I'm more of a crisp sort of girl.
Okay, so, Erin, you're looking lovely tonight, by the way. Although it's in the middle.
You can't see her. Erin is on the phone.
Erin, you can't see her.
And you can't see me.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah.
It's just on the phone. Right, scrap that.
So, yeah, can you cut that? Right.
Get rid of that, yeah.
So, Erin, what would you prefer to run away from? One horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I'd prefer to run away from this conversation, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry, Ben. I can tell you're trying, though.
Okay.
Keep going, Ben.
Could you still maybe give an answer? Okay.
One horse-sized duck, because it's only one thing chasing me, rather than 100 things chasing me.
Yeah.
What about you? What would you rather run away from?
So, yeah, I mean, personally, I'd go with 100 duck-sized horses because I'm only 5'4", and they'd probably all be about my sort of height, so I reckon I could take them on.
Yeah, I reckon you probably could, actually. You'd probably stand quite a good chance.
Thank you.
That's
all right.
Okay. No, there's time there.
That's
Scott.
It, there's time there. Yes, Ben!
Okay. Do you think, maybe?
Well, it takes a man. It takes a real man to do that on national radio. Do you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that's you, Ben.
You.
I'm not going to lie, Ben. It's really got me thinking.
So these are new questions that you'll use on the next speed date, do you reckon?
Oh, without doubt.
So this is just like a rehearsal for it, really?
It pretty much is.
And Erin, be honest, did he do better than last time when you met him last week in Bournemouth?
Yeah, definitely. We're moving in the right direction, I'd say.
Awesome.
And Ben, what are your views on that?
Possibly, you know, maybe exchange numbers or something.
Well, no, I think we're moving ahead a bit too much, but she did
take
from it. It's all going in the right direction. Now, do you two want to say goodbye to each other? Is that too awkward?
Oh, yeah, no, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
Okay, go on then.
Before I say bye, Erin, I just wanted to tell you the answer to my ice cream lollipop situation. But I would have said I'll be a twister, as one taste of me would find your mind in a twist and your heart on a helter skelter. So let's see where it takes us.
Ben, don't ever give up trying, honestly. It's been a pleasure.
Isn't he great?
I love him.
Good luck with it all.
Thanks so much, Erin.
Thank you. Take care.
Love you, bye. Ben, my search for love for you will continue.
You two are like a godsend.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, man, I love Ben.
Legend.
We've got to find him a date. The twister thing at the end, I wasn't keen on that.
I would date him.
You would?
Yes.
Well, it might come to that yet.
Different circumstances.
Yeah,
legend.
Sure. Do you think the cringe warning should have been more than moderate?
Yeah.
I think I've done a bad forecast there.
Yeah, but sometimes you're not going to forecast these things quite right.
I know. I think I should have done strong to gusty. We'll find him some love. Katy Perry.
Scott Mills.
Greg James.
Yes.
It is you, isn't it?
It is me, yes.
You off the telly on radio.
When you were calling Kel Spellman, TV's Kel Spellman on Friday, I thought that was great. That's his new nickname.
Yeah,
TV's Kel Spellman. I also did that to... It's funnier. We did it when Richard Osman came in. It's funnier if you just call him, it's TV's Richard Osman.
I really enjoy it. That was Bibberexa and I Got You. And Greg's with us for the first Real or No Real of the week.
A new dating app called Hater has been launched, which matches people based on the things they hate.
What a great idea. That is a great idea because that's how you become friends with someone. Yes, you might have things in common, but the things you have in common are the things you both hate.
Yeah,
that's true.
A bit negative though, right?
No, absolutely not. We come from a country that loves a good moan.
Yeah.
And, I've made many relationships based on, you know, shared hates. It's great.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
It is something that still draws you two together. But actually, my first thought with this was...
We have that relationship sometimes.
Of course we do.
Yeah.
Most of my very good friends are the same.
Yeah. Mm.
If you can't have a good moment with your friends, what are you supposed to be doing?
Sorry, Chris.
No, it was an idea for a social network whereby it connects you to those that you hate, just so that you can see what they're up to and be really bitter
I mean, that would be awful.
So you have to like the look of them, but then you match on things that you really don't like. Is that what we're saying on this?
Yeah. It's a clever idea.
It's a great idea. I hope this is real.
Do we think that there are too many dating apps now?
Yeah. Well, there's too many and they have to try and find their unique selling point.
Their little niche, don't they?
But that's actually not a bad one. I think it's quite good.
So rather than what's your hobbies, what's your interests?
What do you hate?
Hobbies are a who, aren't they? Who's a hobby now, huh?
Well, I mean, people have hobbies, but I don't think
we don't call them hobbies.
We call them hobbies.
What my hobbies and interests?
What do you do at the weekend as a hobby?
So this is just...
Kites.
This is just what you hate. Is this real, Greg?
I hope so. I think it's I think it's brilliant because that's when you know you really like someone if you share a cynical hatred of the same thing.
Also, it makes the conversation so much better when you first match with someone, right? Yeah.
And also, like, if you've got the same sort of sarcastic sense of humour, it does work. Yeah. Chris, is this real?
I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
True.
Yes.
Absolutely true. It's a brand new dating app. Promises to match its users by the things they hate rather than what they like. What a brilliant idea. I totally agree. The developers behind Hater argue that people are brought closer together by grumbling and moaning rather than discussing their favourite hobbies. This is exactly what we said.
100%. This is great.
Okay, we're going to play 1975 and we'll come back with some more Real or No Real. I've got that Julia Michaels Issues tune, which is potentially a massive, 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 massive tune. Coming next, first, your next Real or No Real fact.
Pop superstar Adele physically snapped her Grammy in half last night so that she could share it with Beyoncé.
Great idea.
She did do a very heartfelt speech to Beyoncé.
Cried, didn't she, Beyoncé?
Yeah.
Cried. It's the hormones, but...
Do you think?
I mean, she thinks it's a nice thing to do, but it's mainly the hormones.
Yeah.
Snapping of the Grammy, though, if real, that is that disrespectful? Or is that potentially cursing yourself
for
the future?
What, like bad luck?
But also, it's not like...
Adele doesn't have much bad luck.
If you had a BAFTA, the BAFTA snaps nicely because you could snap it in half, so it's like half of a mask. But a Grammy's just a big old gramophone. Yeah. And you can't really... So you just snap the stalk off, so you give her the bass and then she keeps the horn.
Here's the bass.
I'll keep the horn, Beyoncé.
Yeah. And it's just
I'll
like,
have the horn.
Then you've got a bass, which is like a bit of wood.
It's true. And why would Beyoncé want... I mean, it's lovely dedicating it to her and all that, but I don't think it's like you really want to display a broken Grammy like that, do you?
No, that's not going to go above the fireplace at...
The Knowles?
At the Knowles's.
Knowles House Party.
Next time they have a house party.
Called the Knowles House Party. Where Beyonce and Jay-Z have a massive knees up. Mr. Blobby turns up.
Someone gets gunged.
Oh. Now, hang on. But also, it's hollow, isn't it? Because you don't want... Beyonce's not going to want it because she didn't win it.
No.
She did not win.
So no, Adele was like, oh, Beyonce should have won it. She did say that.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who should have won it.
And you can't just give half the Grammy and then it means that she's won it. But Adele was like, work like that.
No. Adele was like, oh, Lemonade is like such a good body of work. Snap, here it is. Half with me.
It's sort of patronising because she didn't win it.
Yes, it's quite literally a hollow award, isn't it?
Can this be true? Did Adele snap the Grammy in half, Chris?
Yeah, I'm sure I heard something. I'm going to go real.
Greg?
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, right, okay, no. So Twitter thought it was real. After winning Album of the Year at the Grammys, Adele said that the award should have gone to Beyoncé. She was later seen with a broken Grammy, and then the internet went into meltdown, but she wasn't sharing her award with Beyoncé. She was later seen exchanging it for a new one. So, but the, everyone last night, like, I woke up randomly in the middle of the night and was like, oh my God, she's given half of it to Beyoncé. Mm. Not true, and that's just how those rumours start.
But what she's doing now is she's getting another one to give the whole one to Beyoncé.
Yes.
She's going, oh, I've lost, I broke the other one, can I have a new one?
Oh, it's very clever.
And yeah, it's clever to get two, yes.
Also, a lot of they've got spare ones just hanging around.
Well, I mean, they've got way too many categories anyway.
True.
So they could save half the budget by just cutting the amount of awards, because it takes ages. So long. And also they've got to make loads of Grammys every year.
Yeah.
Cut it down.
And next.
Relationship psychologists have revealed that Netflix cheating leads to 15% of couples ending their relationship.
What's Netflix cheating?
Right, so as far as I understand it, I think this is right. It's when, let's say, Greg, that me and you were in a couple.
Finally.
I know.
After years of trying.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
I don't know why we
yes.
didn't do it earlier, to be honest.
Yes, then.
So you're watching a box set.
Yeah. So me and Greg are sat on our lush sofa. And we
thought this through, isn't he?
God, it would be nice, actually.
Oh, I've thought through all the furnishings, everything.
Really?
Yeah. And we start watching something together.
Right.
Okay. And then one of us is out or something one night, or one of us goes away on a trip, and then the other one carries on watching it without the partner. Mm. I think that's what I think Netflix cheating is.
Yeah. Well, it is. I'm sure I can't imagine what other context there is.
Yeah, because you have a pact. You do have a pact, don't you?
And we have all been told off for this, I think, before.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, sorry, I just watched one without you. Oh, God, it goes
what
off.
Annoys me is me and my girlfriend have the same sort of login on Netflix. I was kind of saying she should have her own profile on there because on the suggested, you know, films for you bit, it's a joke. Well, my Netflix, it's become a joke.
Is it? Why?
What's suggested?
There's all
for
sorts
you?
Of nonsense on there.
Right. Like what?
And I'm not saying that would lead to the end of a relationship.
You don't have to. If you don't want to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, you don't have to. It's just a suggestion.
But do we think it leads to 15% of couples ending their relationship?
I think it's a contributing factor.
Yeah.
If that's number one factor, then I think you've I think that's a bad excuse. Think of something worse.
Yeah, well, yeah, and if you're going by the basis of breakup, it's generally a few things that are going wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Everything was perfect apart from one time. Yeah. He watched Orange is the New Black without me.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is not the guy I can spend my life with.
Sorry, I snorted.
Goodbye.
He did snort there. I'd be annoyed if someone like started watching a whole new series with me, because they've got new Orange is the New Black coming out. And if they just started without me, that's worse, I actually think.
Mm.
It's worse.
You've just got to cover it up, I'm afraid. If you've done it, you've just got to. You've got have to
you
watch
ever
it twice.
Have you ever cheated on Netflix?
But I pretended that I hadn't seen it. It's like, oh, we've not watched this one. But sometimes it gives it away because it says resume playing.
Oh, right.
But rubbish. Oh, I don't know who was watching that.
You've not had a situation where one of you's upstairs and one of you's just doing it quietly in the living room downstairs. Do you know what I mean?
No, I wouldn't risk that.
No,
because you'd be caught.
He just thinks that you're just watching.
No,
anything.
Way too risky. Anyway, real or no real, Netflix cheating leads to 15% of couples ending their relationship, say relationship psychologists.
Real for me, I think.
I'm no real.
Seems quite high, doesn't it? No, that's
Hello?
A song.
What's that?
An error
that's,
message.
That's the new...
Sound like we've got the blue screen of death.
Yeah, it does. It's the blue screen of death noise.
Name that tune.
The computers have crashed. No,
it's Julia Michaels. She's next. Anyway.
That one. Is no real.
Made up. Oh. But Netflix cheating is a thing. A recent survey revealed that 48% of streaming couples cheat on their box sets. 22% of couples have got into an actual argument about cheating. 14% of couples think cheating is worse than forgetting a special occasion. And men are more likely to do it than women. It's actually happening. So check on your partner tonight. They might be watching it without you. At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
I got 20, Greg got 10.
Back on tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. And Tuesday lunchtime means Innuendo Bingo with Danny Howard at 1:45.